We're going to continue the discussion regarding Hurdus, Herod the Great. But as I mentioned to you at the conclusion of last week's lecture, I'd like to spend some time discussing the great Hillel and Shammai, who arose at this very same time and who were able to begin the process of the salvation of the Jewish people and to create the spiritual state which would survive far longer than the physical state. Hillel himself is known to us as Hillel HaZaken or Hillel HaBavli. The elder Hillel, that's to be differentiated from the later Hillel, who will be his descendant, and the one who perfected the calendar. And Hillel HaBavli, because of the fact that he came from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. He came twice. The first time he came in his youth, and he studied in the yeshiva of Shemaya and Aftalia. Shemaya and Aftalia were both Gerim, descended from non-Jews, and Hillel was their devoted disciple. The Talmud tells us the famous story about Hillel on the roof in the snowstorm. Hillel studied Torah at great personal sacrifice. The Talmud tells us that he was descended from the house of David through his mother's side, and that he possessed not only extraordinary abilities, but an extraordinary personality. We will see later, it's Lahavdil Elef Havdolos, but in the discussion that we'll have about early Christianity, I hope that you'll be able to see that much of the personality that the early Jewish Christians used in the description of Jesus is really borrowed from the personality of Hillel. And that they did so on purpose in order to try and gain a certain amount of acceptance among the Jewish people. Hillel, the gentlest, kindest, most patient of people. Usually those types of people don't make good leaders and don't ever aspire to leadership. Hillel, in spite of his personality, was not only a leader, he was the leader of the people. And if we will see throughout the generations, Hillel's family will be the heads of the Jewish people for 400 years, over 400 years. There'll be 15 consecutive generations in Eretz Yisrael that will be headed by direct descendants of Hillel. And nine of them can be counted as great and exalted leaders of Israel. In fact, we have almost no family in the history of the Jewish people that was as influential and that ruled as long. The family of Hillel will rule longer than the family of David. And Hillel's influence is felt throughout the world even till today. Hillel left Eretz Yisrael with the rise of Hurdus. And the situation for the Talmidei Chachamim, the situation for the scholars in Israel became very, very oppressive. I mentioned to you last week the madman was loose. His hatred knew no bounds, his paranoia. And until now, the status of the Talmidei Chachamim was to take